I've been on nearly every broadcast except for about three, I think. But to me, it's a voice for everyone to be able to be heard, and especially for those that are incarcerated, our sisters and brothers, and myself, and just get the message out that they're out there to our community that, hey, we do belong to you too as well, you know, so don't forget about us. And that's the whole thing, because we are forgotten in here. Well, a lot of us feel that we're forgotten, and you know, like, it's about time that we stood up and, you know, be counted as well. So I'm pretty glad that this program runs for us, because this is the only time we get a voice.
You, as a senior uncle here, and seeing all your nephews and come through the place, what does that feel like?
Pretty sad, but yeah. I'm glad that I'm here, because if I wasn't here, he'd be doing it for him, you know what I mean, and standing up for him, and trying to put him in the right, put him in the right way, you know what I mean. And I do go about it sometimes about the wrong way by air raiding, but you know what, that's the only time we can get things sorted by doing it that. But at least I do it the appropriate way, you know what I mean. And at least the nephews and all that see it and you know, take note. But yeah, I'm sort of sad that I'm here with them, because we should be outside doing this kind of stuff outside. But you know, while I'm here, so yeah, I'm just glad to help them get through. Yeah,
Brian, what's it like to have?
It's been pretty good, you know, because it's the first time me and Bears got together for a long time. You know, like, we're brothers through, you know, like my mum's sister and his mum. And, you know, it's the first time that we've actually got to really know each other here, you know, and taken us to come to a place like this where, you know, we finally get to
spend time,
know things that we've never really known about each other, you know. Well, you know, me and Bear sallied up for a while and stuff like that. And, yeah, there's things I never knew about him that I do now, you know, which makes it easy for me to understand why he's in and out of a place like this all the time, you know, like myself. Because, you know, we're like black sheep of the family, you know. And we're always the outcast of everyone, you know. And not feel wanted, loved, you know, which makes it harder for us. So, you know, we find our love through all our brothers here, you know. It's a sad place to do it. But
that's a beautiful, beautiful statement, Brian.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been coming in and out of these joints for the last, you know, since 2003, you know. Most of my childhood was, you know, unloved and stuff like that. You know, always been on my own, living on the streets, doing things that I shouldn't be doing, you know. But it's the choices that are only out there for me at the time, you know.